Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us today a guest I haven't heard from some years. In fact, I was really quite concerned about Stephen Jacobson. He was a regular guest on Radio Liberty 8 years ago, and he has done a great deal of work on mind control and how they know how to manipulate our mind with the pictures we see on television, with the various innuendos we see inserted into our TV dramas or into our motion pictures, or they know how to manipulate us through the placing of headlines in newspapers and the relationship between a headline and a picture, and how if you want to make somebody look ridiculous, they take a picture of them looking ridiculous, and that is implanted in your subconscious. Well, Stephen Jacobson had done some great work on that. We had interviewed him a number of times, and then he just suddenly disappeared from the face of the earth. And I know that other people I've had that experience with, and they've never reappeared. But Stephen came back again, and so we're so pleased to have him with us today. Hey, thank you so very much for being with us, Stephen.
Hello, it's my pleasure to be with you again.
Well, tell us, you know, you apparently have been doing a lot of work and research this last. How long has it been that you've been out of the speaking circuit?
Gee, it's been about 4 or 5 years.
Right, that's what I thought. Yeah. Well, tell us what you're going to be talking about today. Is what new or different do you have?
Well, certainly the problem hasn't gone away. It is more pervasive than ever, and that's one of the main reasons why I've come back to talk about the mind control issue, because it's something that affects each and every one of us, and the American public sorely need to know that this is an issue and that it affects all of us and what to do about it, so that we can protect ourselves, so people can protect themselves and their families and their children from this all-pervasive manipulation that we are subjected to.
And because once you know it's there, why, you can pick it out and you suddenly realize they're playing games with your mind. But if you don't know it's there, why, of course, you're simply like a leaf floating down the stream. You can't redirect your course at all.
No, it only points out how important education is, so that normally people aren't aware of the things that affect them subconsciously, because they don't know what to look for until these things are pointed out to them. And then it's like the when we were children, that various coloring books, pick the objects amidst the trees and the people and the animals that are camouflaged, where the foreground and the background kind of merge together. And when you start noticing some of these images, then you can pick them out. And that's what education, right education, can help people to pick these things out, so that they are not subject to this kind of manipulation.
And I think what the American people must understand is they hide these images in plain sight. You see them, your subconscious sees them, they're indelibly imprinted in your subconscious, and they can influence your thoughts, your attitudes, and your beliefs. But if you do not know what they're doing, you become subject to their efforts. Once you know what they're doing, then of course you can insulate yourself and help insulate others. We're going to be back here in just a few moments with Stephen Jacobson talking about mind control and mind control techniques right here in America. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Stephen Jacobson. And we're talking today about mind control in America. And 5 years ago, Stephen was a regular guest on Radio Liberty, and then he disappeared. And he's been studying and working and researching in the interval, and now he's back and going to be hopefully a regular guest again on our program. Stephen, could you tell our listeners how it was that you got interested in this idea of mind control, which most people cannot even believe exists?
Well, I'll tell you, I always had questions about what was going on here, going back to when I was a child, 5 years old. I wondered, what is really going on here? And my questions weren't answered by public education, and my questions weren't answered when I went through college, and even getting into the workplace, I had a lot of questions. What is really going on here? How do I know that what I was getting through school was the truth? I took things with a grain of salt, and it made me very flexible in that I was searching. And I worked in the media. My training was, I studied communications at Boston University, and I worked in the film industry for 13 years in different capacities, but primarily as a film editor. And working as an editor, it was easy to see how simple it is to change the meaning of an event or change the meaning of what someone says through editing. But I didn't fully appreciate the extent to which we are all manipulated and controlled by the media, including people who work in the media. I knew that media reality was very plastic and moldable, but it wasn't until I was given the results of private research investigating programming and deprogramming that I came to see the implications of what was really occurring. And receiving that material, studying it, it led to my leaving the career that I had been pursuing and leaving New York City, where I was working at the time, to investigate this whole issue of mind control and mental manipulation, the use of hypnotic techniques in media, and the use of hypnotic programming in American society, which led to the production of the Mind Control in America audio series, the Mind Control in America audio documentary, which is a summary of the mind control issue, defining the principles involved, the techniques used, giving examples for the listener to hear, and then placing the issue into historical perspective. And then that was followed by Wake Up America, another audio presentation, which...
Hold that thought for just a moment, please.
Yes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Stephen Jacobson. We're talking about thought control in America. And of course, Stephen actually was trained in the media. He actually went to Boston University. He took the courses. He began to work within the media. And he began to see how all of these things could be introduced, how they could use hypnotic suggestion, how they could manipulate our beliefs, our values, and ideas. And he actually left his occupation and began to research this. He then put together a tape set going into the background of mind control, which I've heard, and it's really very good. You'll want to hear it as well. And later we'll tell you how to get copies of Stephen's work. But pick up the story there, Stephen.
Yes, the Wake Up America audio is also about mind control, but as it applies to money and economics. The idea is that psychological warfare and economic warfare work together, and they are both being waged against the American people and have been for a very long time. And so I wanted to take the skills that I had developed over the years in my education to produce summary information that would be helpful to other people as I did my research. That it I wasn't doing it just for me. I wanted to know, but then I wanted to make a contribution and make the information available to other people so that people who didn't have the time to do the research themselves could benefit from the work. And that's how the audio series came about. Now, As you mentioned at the top of the program, I did drop out of sight for a little while to continue with the research, and came back to make this material available once again, because this is a serious problem that we all face, and people need to understand the principles involved, the techniques, how it is that we are a nation that has been subjugated and conquered by entertainment and mass media. Probably the best example of the mind control principles and technology and techniques is television. I view television as the most powerful weapon of psychological warfare in history. But I do understand that the majority of the population does not view television in those terms. Television has become a member of the family in so many households across the nation. It is the primary source of information and entertainment for large numbers of people. People who, after working all day, come home tired, plop themselves down on the sofa or the easy chair, reach for the remote, turn on that one-eyed monster, and the mind goes on hold. And that's where the problem is. If you think about it, whenever you have observed young children or older adults sitting watching television, they have this glassy-eyed, vacant look in their eyes. And that is because they are in a hypnotic trance. The television, it doesn't matter what you're watching, doesn't matter what whether it's a news program, a documentary, a movie, a television sitcom, the very nature of the technology induces a hypnotic state of mind. Now, why this is important is that the first order of business for a propagandist or advertiser is to create the circumstances that will induce a state of mind that is favorable to the reception of their message. That state of mind happens to be the hypnotic state of mind. It is a state of mind in which we are highly suggestible and more vulnerable to manipulation and mental programming than at any other time. And television does this automatically. Now, it doesn't matter what you're watching. The television picture, although it appears to be stationary and static, is actually flickering. The flickering, which we do not see consciously, but subconsciously, this repeating visual pattern induces the hypnotic state of mind. The principles of hypnotic programming based on focusing the attention of the conscious mind on one of the five senses. In the case of the media, we're talking about the sense of sight and the sense of hearing. And there are different techniques that are used to maintain that state of mind and to deepen the hypnotic state of mind. Examples, in television commercials, very often they will use flashing words, flashing numbers, like prices flashing on and off. That repetitive visual pattern is designed to capture the attention of your eye. Get your eye to focus on the repetitive pattern. It clears the mind of all thought so that the messages can be implanted, programmed directly to your subconscious. The reason this is important is that if you have the opportunity to think about the information that is being presented to you, then you have the opportunity to make the conscious choice whether or not you are going to accept it as being true or false. If you make that choice, then that information gets cataloged in your subconscious memory banks with that file folder, that identification. The propagandist, the advertiser, doesn't want you to be thinking about what they're presenting. They want you to accept it at face value. In effect, what they are looking to do and what they try their best to do is to build in us a conditioned response so that we respond to their product or their idea without thinking about it automatically whenever it is presented to us.
Let me just comment for our listeners out across America. There is a television series that keeps coming on, these ads over and over again, about identity theft. and you'll have a woman talking like a man, or a man talking about like a woman, and it goes on for about a minute, and then it flashes to the credit card on the back. But how is that credit card company going to make any money out of this fear of identity theft? They're establishing the fear of identity theft in our minds for one and only one purpose. There is only one way to prevent identity theft. Anybody could, of course, get your card. They could get your social security number, your age, all of those things, the facts about you. And day after day, we see that Visa's lost the records on 40 million people, and some other companies lost the records on 50 million people, and MasterCard's lost the records on 60 million people, and the government's lost the records. What's the solution? Why, the solution, ladies and gentlemen, is you're going to have to take a chip. Now, they're not going to say that, but why are they focusing our attention on identity theft? Because there is an agenda. And when you understand that, then you understand why they keep playing this over and over again. They're very clever ads. It is not what is said, it is what is inferred. And when you understand that, understand that there is a program to take us into a cashless society, and the chip, of course, is the very essence of that. So pick up there, Stephen.
Oh, yes, excellent example. It is psychological conditioning that they have an ulterior motive behind it, which is, in effect, crisis management, the use of the Hegelian dialectic, where they create a problem and then crisis manage that problem to their ulterior motive. And that example that is the implantation of the use of the trip, probably be preceded by some kind of national identity card of some sort.
Right.
But there's always an ulterior motive to what they are doing. In effect, we live in a virtual reality, in an environment that has been entirely created by the media. We were born into the system, most of us. We were born into a system of lies and deception, where deception has become part of the framework of society, but we don't know it until it's pointed out to us, because we consider it normal. This is the way things have always been, so we think, because this has been our experience. And again, people don't recognize the things that affect them subconsciously until these things are pointed out. We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are. We see things through the colored spectacles of our programming and our conditioning, to the point where many people believe things, or many of the things that people believe, never question, especially information that comes from a trusted source, pointing out that people can be led to believe something that isn't true when the information is carefully timed and presented by an accepted and respected authority, and repeated over and over and over again until it becomes a conditioned response. Now, in the case of the media, it's entertainment. The insidious nature of entertainment, the arts and entertainment, are ideal delivery systems for the dissemination of propaganda, because they affect people without their conscious awareness. Those who control the images in our minds are the true rulers of society.
And that's exactly what Edward Bernays said. In fact, Edward Bernays was hired by the tobacco industry to get women to smoke. Now, this was 50 years ago, when cancer of the lung in women was almost unknown. And Edward Bernays, then, using the media that was available at that time, the motion pictures, advertisements, the billboards, he was able to convince women it was the right thing to smoke. Today, the second most common cause of cancer in women is lung cancer, directly attributable to the efforts of Edward Bernays, who was the master propagandist of 50 years ago. And I'm sure you know his work, don't you?
Oh, yes. And in fact, he was the nephew of Sigmund Freud.
Right, he was.
And has often been called the father of public relations. But he made an interesting comment in his book, Propaganda, that he wrote in 1928, where he said the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in a democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power in our country.
And then he went on to say, we are governed, our minds are molded, our ideas implanted, our reality suggested by, largely by men we have never heard of. That's a wonderful quotation, and if you'd anybody like, we have copies of that book, or at least we can make them up for you. It's out of print now, but it's out of copyright too. Edward Bernays starts his book with that very quotation that Stephen used. Our minds are molded, our tastes are implanted, our ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. We'll be back here in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty. Our four-tape set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination, a two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of an American president, and then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out, and if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Have you purchased or invested in gold and silver coins or bullion in the last several years? If so, you've most likely been taken advantage of. In a lot of cases, out and out lied to. There are several tricks of the trade in play in the precious metals and collector coin markets. This is especially true during a hot market. Although it doesn't take a savvy investor to avoid the pitfalls of unscrupulous coin and metals dealers, it does take some common sense and the knowledge of which questions to ask. The asset management professionals at Colonial Resources can arm you with a few simple questions to ask your current broker or coin dealer. To find out if you've been taken advantage of, or if you're thinking of investing, call Colonial Resources toll-free, 1-800-685-4042. The precious metals and collector coin markets are hot and definitely where the smart money is heading. But before you make a mistake that could cost you hundreds or even thousands of dollars, call the professionals at Colonial Resources. The call and the advice are free. 1-800-685-4042. That's 800-685-4042.
Well, Hale, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this afternoon is Stephen Jacobson, who has done a great deal of work actually analyzing how our minds are controlled by television, unless you understand, first of all, the advertisers do this all the time. They want us to think that we've got to go to the Target store, or we've got to go to the hardware store of their selection, or we've got to buy a Cadillac, and you may not even be looking for a car, but over and over again, these ads are shown, and pretty soon that thought is in your mind, gee, maybe I ought to think about that, or maybe we ought to try Vioxx, or maybe I ought to try Crestor for statin drugs, or maybe I have, and all the ideas that they plant in our minds. But there are other people who plant other ideas, not having to do with advertising, but ideas about the social structure of society. Would that be true, Stephen?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, what George Orwell warned about in his famous and prophetic book, 1984, that people were in danger of losing their freedom of mind without being aware of it, while it was happening, because of psychological, emotional, and intellectual manipulation, mind control is a modern-day reality. His Orwellian world of mind control is a present-day reality. People don't realize it because they were conditioned not to realize it.
Okay, let's give a couple of examples. I mean, one of them would be this whole thing of global warming, and the Arctic ice pack is melting, and that is true. It melts every summer, but of course it freezes over every winter, and it's some places adjacent to the coast of Alaska, it's melting more today than it did 20 years ago. But in areas of Siberia, off of the straits of Russia, why the ice pack is thicker now than it was 20 years ago. But they never tell you what they just point your draw your attention to one specific issue. It's like the ozone hole, as if somehow that the ozone hole was growing. It was growing. It grows every year, and then it closes every year. But they never tell you the rest of it, and since they control the media, they control your reality, and then, of course, we were able to outlaw here in the United States the use of Freon. Of course, we didn't outlaw it in other countries. We just outlawed it here in the United States, and isn't it wonderful? Of course, then we're forced to buy another product that DuPont puts out because their patent on Freon had run out. But they couldn't tell the American people that. They had to make them really believe this, and since they control the media, they were able to control what the American people think.
Yes, and that is the secret to making the average American believe anything that they want us to believe, is by controlling the media. That has been a trend for many years now, the consolidation of ownership of media in the hands of fewer and fewer multinational corporations. Right now it's a handful. Back in 1983, when the book Media Monopoly came out, which was about this problem of media consolidation, then it was 50 major corporations that were controlling all media, and steadily that declined over the years to now it's only a handful of corporations.
Five as of the rate.
Right.
In fact, we carry Professor Bendakian's book, The New Media Monopoly, to Radio Liberty, because we want you to understand that the media is controlled by, dominated by five mega corporations, and that, of course, is Disney, Fox, Viacom, Time Warner, and Bertelsmann. They control then probably 90% of the major media outlets in America, and several of these aren't even American corporations, but they control what the American people think.
Yes, and we've all heard the expression, a picture is worth a thousand words, but it can also deceive people into believing things that are not true. Just put something on television, and for many people, it becomes their reality. And when the outside world does not fit into the television reality, people start looking for ways to change their reality to coincide with the television images. So we are a wired society. We've been plugged into the media, and as far as television is concerned, it literally plugs into our nervous system because, for an example, would be young children who have been diagnosed with attention deficit disorder can sit still, fixated, watching television But when they're away from television, they have a lot of nervous energy that they have difficulty focusing their attention. Television is a contributing factor.
Amen to that. Well, we're going to be back here in just a couple of minutes with Stephen Jacobson. And if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. It was some 43 years ago now when I first realized that they were lying to me in the newspapers. And if you begin to notice how they leave things out, how they use headlines, how they use the positioning of articles, how they use pictures, they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. This is a fascinating four-tape set. Genocide, and one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dagan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well tie up cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and let's go to John, who's calling us from Arkansas. John, do you have a question?
Yes. First off, I wanted to congratulate Stephen on his tape, Wake Up America, which is about sounds like about the history of fiat money. I heard this one-hour tape on a shortwave radio show about 3 or 4 years ago, and it had an enormous impact on me. I was so boiling mad after I heard this tape, I was ready to explode. Now, Stephen's tape, along with Dr. Stan, who has been emphasizing, I should say hammering away at the folly of fiat money for the last 3 or 4 years that I've been listening to him, because of the two of you, I would say that I owe to you the fact that I am currently in the process of moving all of my cash money, which is significant, out of Federal Reserve notes and into tangible assets. So I can only say congratulations and thanks to the two of you.
All right. Well, thank you. Do you have any comment on that at all, Stephen?
Oh, yes. Money is the lifeblood of a nation. What they use is a medium of exchange. And the fact of the matter is that there is no money. We don't use money. We are on a 100% credit system. And if you think about it, credit is not something that you can touch. It's not something you can weigh or measure. It is nothing but an idea. So our medium of exchange is totally psychological, and it is the reason why prices don't maintain stability. Why people have to work harder today than they did 15, 20 years ago to just make ends meet, and why people are on this treadmill like a gerbil spinning around and around because of this dishonest economic system that we've been saddled with, because the true economics are not taught in public schools and are not taught in higher education.
Amen to that. Well, anything else you want to say, John, before we let you go?
Yes, I know that you're going to, fairly soon in the show, you're going to tell people how to get these tapes, and I would suggest that everyone at least get a copy of Wake Up America about the folly of fiat money, and that they take that tape and they get other copies and pass them around to their friends and give their friends the information so that their friends can get this tape and wake up to the fact of how we have been propagandized into believing that money is this green paper stuff in our wallets, which Stephen very clearly points out is psychological warfare, and how we've been programmed to believe that is wealth, which of course it is not.
I think that. Thank you so much, and I will ask Stephen just to let us know right now how they get in. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Would you like to tell us a little bit tell our listeners how they can get copies of your tapes?
Yes, I will, and I'd like to thank the caller for his comments. There are two audio cassettes available, Mind Control in America, which is an overview of the mind control issue. It defines the principles involved, describes the techniques, gives examples for the listener to hear, so the listener has a frame of reference to recognize these techniques, and then places the issue into historical perspective. The companion audio is Wake Up America, about money and the economic side of this war that is being waged against us. The audios are $15 each when ordered separately. When ordered as a set, the two audios are a total of $25. That includes shipping. And you can order it either online at the website, which is mindcontrolinamerica.com, www.mindcontrolinamerica.com, or you can order it through the mail by sending the order to me at MCIA Media. That's the initials for Mind Control in America, MCIA Media, P.O. Box 15734, P.O. Box 15734, Winston-Salem. It's two words hyphenated, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, zip 27113. That's MCIA Media, P.O. Box 15734, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, zip 27113. And my phone number here is area code 336-723-6535. 336-723-6535. Again,
right.
The website is mindcontrolinamerica.com.
All right, thank you so much. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295, we've got Craig calling in from Missouri. Hi, Craig. How are you doing?
Well, just fine, Stan. Thank you for having this gentleman on the show. And, Stephen, thank you for your research. On this 60 cycles, I understand there's something hypnotic about the 60 cycles per second on the TV screen.
Yes.
And I'm thinking something about the Japan where the kids went into a...
I know exactly what you're referring to. And that what happened in Japan, this is back in 1997... more than 700 children had to be hospitalized in response to watching a television cartoon, of all things. It was reported very widely in the press throughout the world. Strobing flashes of light pulsated from the eyes of one of the cartoon characters. It was the Pokemon cartoons that became popular in this country as well. What happened as a result, many children experienced epileptic-like seizures. Some children experienced spasms and nausea. In all, it was reported that 700 children had to be hospitalized. What it points out is this plug-in effect that the electronic media has, and television in particular, that it literally plugs into our nervous system. And interesting to note that in this country, in USA Today, the newspaper, USA Today newspaper, they had the headline that said, let's see, what did it say? U.S. kids safe from cartoon seizures. And then the story went on to say, parents need not worry. American children aren't likely to suffer seizures provoked by TV cartoons. In other words, they were saying, everything is all right, go back to sleep.
Anything else you wanted to say, Craig?
Well, was that from the 60 cycles from the TV or a certain amount of flashes from the cartoon?
That was from the pulsating of the strobe images that were pulsing from the eyes of the cartoon character.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks so very much. And let's go to Lainey, who's calling, or Lonnie, who's calling from Oklahoma.
Yes, Dr. Stan, I just wanted to ask you, both of you will be very proud of me. I haven't watched TV in almost 10 years.
All right, wonderful.
I listen to shortwave. Anyway, my question was, as far as assets, you know, with the money, is it wise to put your money into gold, and should you get new numismatic, or... what should I do with the money in the bank?
Oh, would you like to take that, Stephen?
Well, you know, I'd say that as a safety measure, it would probably be a good idea to have some assets in numismatic coins.
Okay.
But
got to
keep in mind that we can't eat these things. When there is a collapse, it will be helpful for a short period of time, but in the long run, we're going to be forced to either help one another or we will sink.
Lenny, I think you should diversify. Numismatic coins are fine if you have somebody you can really trust selling them to you, or if you know the field yourself. Otherwise, bullion coins and even small denominations, because that, of course, you want small denominations and medium-sized denominations, and you want to be invested in silver, and you may even want to be, if you have enough money, in gold and silver stocks. You may even want to have some money invested in a foreign currency. Diversify. Do not put all your eggs in one basket, because somebody could step on the basket.
Okay, thank you very much.
God bless. And incidentally, we are doing a program tonight on my evening program. It'll be there in Oklahoma about 11 o'clock, but it's 10 to 11 your time. Pardon me, I'm sorry, it's 11 to 12 your time. And we can address some of those issues, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you so much. And let's go to Mark in Salinas. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Hi, pretty good.
You got to speak up a little.
Hi, I'm doing well. I had a question for the guest.
Well, go ahead.
I wanted to know your opinion, Stephen, on the use of talking animals in cartoons, and if this is somehow tied into the environmental movement where the kids are being preconditioned to put animals on somewhere near an even keel as people, so that when the environmental rules and laws come through, they're more apt to accept them. Is there any tie-in there, in your opinion?
Well, that's an interesting point. It kind of makes sense. All media is programming, even what is directed towards children. I was just looking at something by chance over the weekend on the Cartoon Network, and found it very interesting that I made a couple of notes on it. It was a program called, The Life and Times of Juniper Lee, and a lot of your cartoons are dealing with occult themes, mystical themes. This particular one was about a dream, and that The implication was that we were in a dream, and to deal with the situation, we must enter the dream realm to manipulate what is occurring. In the course, I didn't see the whole cartoon. I came in mid-program, but the cartoon characters were part of a rock band, and the name of the rock band, interestingly enough, was called the Short Angry Freuds.
Well, I really don't know. It's a very interesting thought. I don't know whether that was intended, but certainly it would be a byproduct of seeing those animals talk. Gee, they're almost just like us, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay,
thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we do know that on CNN, Captain Planet, which came out when Ted Turner was in charge of the CNN, was designed for our children. It was a Saturday cartoon, and it had all these environmental and occult overtones to it. And, of course, Ted Turner is part of the Gorbachev network. He was on the board of directors of the State of the World Forum, dedicated to creating the New World Order and an intense hatred of Christianity. So you can see how this whole thing begins to fit together. Ted Turner is one of the great environmentalists. He finances some of the most radical environmental organizations in America, which are all against the private ownership of property, and yet Ted Turner is either the largest or the second largest owner of private property in the United States today. But the way that it works is, of course, he uses the environmentalists to go after other people's property, just never his own. Stephen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so why don't you pick up and tell the story then, really, of how you see this as being done, and how are we going to get the American people to realize that their minds and the minds of their children, their family, are being manipulated and controlled?
Well, education is key, and gaining outlets to disseminate the information is important, and sometimes it's restrictive. I know sometimes just to find outlets to talk about the mind control issue, there are many stations, many talk show hosts who will not touch the subject, particularly the mainstream talk shows. This is not a subject that they are interested in discussing.
Well, because they want to stay on the radio.
Well, yes, and in fact, one talk show host told me when he saw the website, he said it scared him, and that he was afraid. He was afraid of doing anything on the air, afraid for reprisals.
Well, if you live in fear, why, you're already a slave. So we just sort of go ahead and look to the Lord for protection. So you've been at this for a long time. How long have you been at really
I
at this?
I started on the radio back in 1991.
Okay. And, of course, you reached an awful lot of people there in the 5 years that you did it before you went into sort of semi-retirement there.
Yes, well, it wasn't really retirement, but it was to do continued work and... Yes, I've been compelled to work in this area. Education is important for sure. Then there is another audio that I've added to the audios that are available, which is an audio that was developed by my father. I mentioned at the top of the program that a major factor in my getting involved in investigating this issue was private research that was given to me, and that research was a research that was done by my father. He was a consultant and researcher to the medical profession for 20 years, and he developed an audio that is called Personal Comfort Training, an audio that doctors at one time wrote prescriptions for their patients to have it. It is an audio that has been used to help people with different problems, physical, emotional, and psychological problems. It is a relaxation conditioning training program that, for example, people suffering from chronic pain have used it where drugs were of no help. People who are suffering from various respiratory ailments, it helped increase their breathing capacity. It helps the listener attain deeper and deeper levels of relaxation, to be able to identify those deeper levels in order to enter them at will and function in them for extended periods of time. It's an all-purpose stress management audio, self-improvement audio that people have found to be helpful, and I wanted to make it available to the general public, and I added that to the audios available.
Well, isn't that almost, though, that you're taking these people into a hypnotic state in many respects?
Yes and no. My father was trained and certified as a in hypnosis, but he felt that traditional hypnosis was an invasion of one's privacy of mind, and developed what he called relaxation conditioning, where it placed the control in the hands of the patient or the listener. So that it wasn't driven by the hypnotist giving instructions to the patient. It was the patient taking responsibility for the betterment of their own health.
And, all right, let's go to Jeannie, who's calling in from Marina. Hi, Jeannie. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi. Yes, I was wondering if Dr. Jacobson is familiar with this music that a lot of teenagers listen to. It's actually called trance. It's an electronic dance music.
Well, I don't. Are you aware of that?
I've heard some of it. Yes, music, and it's not Doctor, just Stephen. Music, very important.
We're gonna have to let you go. We're out of time. Jeannie, thanks so much for calling in. Wes, sorry we can't get to you. Stephen, thank you so very much for being with us here.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Well, if there's any one tape that you should hear, it's my talk on geopolitics, an untold story that is vitally important if America is to survive as a free nation. It goes into the background of the forces that have created the wars of the 20th century, the Boer War, the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam. We go into the ideological and the spiritual battle behind the forces that have moved America from crisis to crisis and are currently undermining the very fabric of our society. That number again, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and the tape, Geopolitics. It is vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of my talk on geopolitics. Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. 4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I just wanted to comment. I'm a little concerned about any sort of a programmed tape where you go into relaxation or sort of self-hypnosis, because it's not that somebody else is controlling your mind, but I worry about your opening to demonic possession. You really can get into trouble this way. Be very, very careful whenever you're playing mind games. And those of you who have not heard my interviews with Johanna Michelson, her talks going along with her book, The Beautiful Side of Evil Need To, we're putting together a four-tape set on the supernatural, and you'll actually hear my two-hour interview with Johanna Michelson, plus two-hour interviews with Craig Heimbigner on the OTO, one of the most powerful and least known secret societies in the world today. And then we, of course, want to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to helping us as we reach out across America 5 hours a day. We have a unique opportunity to get on to 18 additional stations for our evening program. That would be from 8 to 9 here in the evening. And if we can do that, of course, we can raise the funds. So if you are moved, if you believe in what we're doing, if you believe we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Western civilization, and you'd like to help, if you're in a position to help, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV. Or if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or if you would like to get a free copy of our June newsletter. It comes out, it's called The Occult Hierarchy Part 2, and takes you into the most amazing story, written in large part by people who are into the occult, who are waiting for the return of the Antichrist, who will rule the world. And you'll actually find out who some of the leaders of this whole movement are, at least according to the book that was written by Wayne Peterson called Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People. I believe that's the title. And anyway, you'll find Extraordinary Beings, Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary Beings. And they really are out there. And this, of course, is people begin tapping into the other realm. And that realm becomes a reality. Understand that so much of what's going on in the world today is a way of wars and revolutions, and the new diseases are all being created as we move towards the new world order and the new world religion. And I really fear, of course, we've already entered World War III. They just haven't told the American people where we're going. We are not going to pull our troops out of the Middle East. Oh, we may pull a few of them home, but we intend to be there indefinitely. That's the long-range plan. But they cannot tell the American people the truth. George Bush did not make the decision to go into Iraq. This was made long before he ever became president. If you look at the background of our current last 12 presidents, six of them were either Masons or affiliated with Masonry. Six of them came from the Council on Foreign Relations, and two of them came from Skull and Bones. Some of them had overlaps. Only one of them didn't belong to any of those organizations I mentioned, all of which have their foundation in the occult. His name was John Kennedy. And you remember what happened to John Fitzgerald Kennedy. If you have never heard our four-tape set on President Kennedy's assassination, or our update, which of course contains the interview with Madeleine Duncan Brown, who was actually attended the party the evening before where the assassination of American president was held. That's the JFK update. Four-tape set. Why, these are all available from Radio Liberty at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to tell others about our programs. If you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletter, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow, we'll be back with you once again. Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.